You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Punchestown, a seven-race national hunt card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Very well, thank you. Yes, very well.
Good man. What do you make of Punchestown today, Andy? Some decent-sized fields, quite competitive on the whole, really, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. I think if you're a horse racing fan in general and you're not seeing some decent prospects for the future, then today could well be a day. We've got a good opening beginners. William Mullins, of course, got a strong hand there. And we get to see a nice little clash in the 155, Thomas Hobson, Jetstream Jack. And then we move on to the main course, perhaps, in the 225, certainly with regards perhaps Cheltenham Festival prospects in the shape of this Min, who's been creating quite a bit of interest in the anti-post markets for the Supreme Novices. I noticed this horse has been cut quite considerably over the last few weeks, impending obviously a very good run first time up. So, you know, a horse that's without setting foot on a racetrack, already 8-1 favourite for the Supreme Novices, it's obviously got to be very, very good. And we've already seen Willie Mullins unleash quite a few in that department as well, such as Long Dog, York Hill and Bells Hill. So, you know, if this one's as good as those, then we could be in for something this afternoon.
Yeah, already got quite a reputation, as you say, before setting foot on a race course. Interesting to see how that gets on later on. Let's get stuck into it, though. The first race this afternoon is the 12:25. We start here with a beginner's chase over 2 miles. As you've already alluded to there, Andy, Willie Mullins has a pretty strong hand here. He's got the first and the second favourites in the shape of Blazer and Net de Cosse. Blazer is even money. Net de Cosse is 100-30. It's 92 for People's Park. Chatham House rule is 5-1, and then 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. Is this going to be a bit of a Willie Mullins benefit then, Andy?
Well, you'd like to think that Barry Geraghty has had the choice here. He could have obviously picked between the three of the J.P. McManus-owned horses, and considering one of them, People's Park, is a nice prospect and has already had a run over fences, then Blazer should be the one to beat here, you'd imagine. It's already been backed as well this morning, which indicates he's very well fancied. I must admit, it's rather caught me off guard because William Mullins hadn't written one line about this horse in his stable tour guide in the Racing Post around about a couple of months ago. I was searching around trying to find it, and I thought he'd missed it off. I'd missed it off completely, but it wasn't there at all, not even one line. So we've got nothing really to go on here with this horse other than the fact that he comes from decent stock, and he's a winner, of course, of a juvenile hurdle early on last season. So your guess is as good as mine how good he's going to be. It's certainly not the greatest of beginner's chases, I must admit. Net de Cosse, obviously, we don't know much about him either. He hit the deck on his chasing debut the other day down in Thurles. And we've got, as I said, the aforementioned People's Park is the only one who we can sort of rate the race around. And I suppose if you're looking for an each-way angle in here, he'd probably be the one I'd go for here. Just based on that run behind Kitten Rock and Size and Titanium and a decent beginners, as I said, at that good galloping track. He's gone well round this way before. He's a winner at Fairy House last year. And he's a nice size as well, typical Tom Taff horse. So the only recommendation I can put up, but largely because he's got the only form worth its salt, and that's People's Park each way.
People's Park each way then for Andy in the opener. The second race is the 12:55. This one is a handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 0-116. And Doobie Doing is the 3-1 market leader this morning. 11-2 for Kilcrea. He Rocks is 7-1, as is Shoot Hall. 8-1 for Spring Bell. 10-1 for Winter Magic. 14s for Better Than All Right. And 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. Nice and competitive, Andy. Good handicap chase to look forward to. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Doobie Doing here, largely based on his run last time out. It was a race down in Thurles, which involved both he and Kilcrea. And I went for Kilcrea that day, who was a well-backed 11-4 favourite. And I must admit, going down to 2 out, I was very fearful of Doobie Doon going the best anyway at that stage, and it was that point where Kilcroy fell. But in falling, it actually fell into the path of Doobie Doon and literally brought this horse to a standstill. I reckon he lost about 15 to 20 lengths at that juncture. So therefore, we did really well, having gone from second to fourth, to re-rally and finish second in the end. And to be fair, he only got beat 8 lengths. So it certainly suggested to me that he would give him the winner, Wrightville Boy, one hell of a battle in the latter stages. Obviously, his well-being is very much intact here. We know he's coming in good nick. And that was, considering that was his first run for a while, we should expect just normal improvement from this horse to certainly take a very strong hand. He certainly gets better as the season progresses. That's what happened to him last year when he won at Leopardstown. And he's got form on heavy ground as well. 3 miles shouldn't be an issue. He looks as though, you know, he stays really well and he's got a decent cruising speed. So Doobie Doon, who was a bit unlucky last time out, has to be said. Hopefully he'll make amends here. And he's available back at 3-1, which is not a bad price either.
Doobie Doon then, the selection for Andy in the second race. The third race is the 125. This one is a hunter chase over 2¾ miles. Need to Know is 9-2 at the top of the market. 11-2 for Red River Gold. Hicks Fix is 6-1. 6s also for Not Before 8 and Quite a Count. 7-1 for Davy Roy and 8-1 for Nevskij. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. Obviously, quite a lot of point to point form on offer here, Andy. It's not the easiest race to solve if you're not into the point to point sphere. Do you have an opinion there?
Not a strong one, no. I'll probably have to go basically for a horse that I know reasonably well, and that's Need to Know, of course, who's got very useful form in point-to-points currently, and he's got some reasonable form down the line as well. He comes out actually well on my speed figures, but they certainly will not include point-to-points in the last 2 or 3 starts. He's a larger, consistent type, and, you know, if you go back to his form last year when he was third at Leopardstown, or even the third at Tremor, he'd certainly have every chance anyway. That's not including his last 3 runs of late. Obviously, he's fitting well, he's got a decent pilot on board, and he goes on the ground. I mean, your guess is as good as mine with regards how good the form is for other horses in this particular race. I'm not a point-to-point aficionado. So hopefully, at least the one I've gone for, Need to Know, will run a fair enough solid race for those that are looking for an interest in this 125.
Need to Know then for Andy in the 125. The 155 is race 4 on the card. This one is a hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and older that have not won a hurdle other than one hurdle value, not more than €12,000. Basically, they can only have won one race and it's got to be in less than €12,000. Thomas Hobson heads the market at 4-5. 11-8 for Jetstream Jack. Mick Thonick is 10-1. 11-1 for High Stratos. 33-1 are bigger prices for the others. Priced up as a match, Andy, Thomas Hobson and Jetstream Jack dominating the betting. Do you see it between the two?
I do, yes, as there's the market, and could get old Big Mac all flustered this race, because we could indeed have flip-flopping favourites. I bet this morning 4-5 Thomas Hobson, 11-8 Jetstream Jack, and I've got a feeling that they might bet sort of even money each or two here close to the off, because I think that 11-8 for Jetstream Jack is a standout price, and he's the selection over Thomas Hobson on 2 counts, really. First of all, the trip. We don't know whether Thomas Hobson will get the distance. We don't know whether he'll handle the ground. That's the second issue. And he's also got to jump better than he has done in several of his races so far over hurdle. So, for me, the favourite has got 3 negatives against him. The positive, of course, is trained by the genius Willie Mullins. And every time that you think you're going to get one of Willie Mullins' beat, they always seem to win. So that's the positive and negative done with him. The positives with Jetstream Jack is that we know that he does stay the trip. And he proved that last time out when he won at Clonmel on heavy ground, travelling really strongly in the hands of Ruby Walsh. And he couldn't have won any easier in the latter stage of that race. Beaten a fair field without getting overly excited about the opponents he faced. And he looks at a horse that very much is improving as time goes by. He was thought good enough to run in the champion bumper. I actually had a very, very big word for this horse through one or two shrewd judges that this horse would run a big race at Cheltenham indeed, but unfortunately the ground was too quick for him and he probably found that tight 2 miles there on the inner track, just accounting against him. But he's all about stamina, as his point-to-point win proves. The softer the ground, the better, which he's going to get this afternoon. He might just be able to outstay the favourite here at Thomas Hobson.
Okay, leaning towards Jetstream Jack then in the 155. The fifth race on the card is the 225. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2.25 miles. Big field here as well. But it's interesting to see how Min gets on at the top of the market here. 4-9, as Andy's already mentioned, quite prominent in the market. For the Supreme Novices Hurdle, Double Island is 4-1, as is Polymath. Inshrise is 14-1. Gertine also 14s, but that one's a reserve. And 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. Is this just a case of watching this Willie Williams favourite, seeing how he gets on, Andy?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Just because he is favourite for the Supreme Novices doesn't mean to say that he's got a God-given right to win this race. He's got to overcome an absence. He's got to jump all the hurdles cleanly. And it's not as if the opposition are complete muppets either. Double Island, Polymath, Gertine, et al. Are all, capable, if the favourite comes unstuck, to take advantage. Obviously, he's the most likely winner. Connections are going to be hoping for big things here, aren't they? He tends to run his better horses at the bigger tracks, the Punchestowns, the Fairy Houses. Duvan made his debut here and been by that same sire as well, Walking the Park. He's following a similar sort of route. He's one of these horses where you look at his form, you think, well, what's all the fuss about? But they're a shrewd bunch at the Mullins and Richie combination when they come to buying horses. And even though that he hasn't won a race, he's obviously shown a lot of promise, and they do like the physical structure of him. That's the main thing to say. So it'll be really intriguing for us to get a glimpse of him today to see what he can do. But the bet, if you're going to have a bet in a race, has got to be about Double Island each way, because whatever happens, I do think, barring accidents, Henry Bromley's horse will give you a good run for money, and more importantly, finishing the first three. That means we're not doing any damage, so we get a chance to look at the favourite and have a bet in the same in the race at the same time. Double Island ran really well on his hurdling debut. At least we know he handles the ground, he can jump, and we know his well-being. And he did bump into a useful horse as well on his opening salvo, and that was, of course, Open Eagle, who's got a touch of class. So that's the only option I could possibly offer up here. I'm not going to tip the favourite at 4-9. That's for the needy and greedy. But I'll be more interested in the each-way angle in on Double Island, who, like I say, is available back at much better odds.
Double Island each way then in the 225. Moving on to the penultimate race, which is the 255. This one is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Denali heads the market and well backed as well, 2-1 into 7-4 this morning. Goulin Davina is going the other way, 11-4 out to 100-30. 4-1 for Snedham. The Brockin 6-1 and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. So can you see why this Denali is attracting such support at the top of the market, Andy?
I can, Mark. Yeah, it looks a lovely horse. And it actually ran in a very good bumper as well. Down in Cork on the 15th of November. The ground was absolutely bottomless that day, and Cork's one of those tracks where when it does get testing like that, you need good horses to quicken the way through it. And I like the way this horse travelled. Probably travelled a little bit too well, if I'm being honest. And Ambrose McCurtain, he's an amateur rider at the same time, and he isn't probably the strongest, so therefore the horse very much was dominating the proceedings. And in the end, that counted against this horse, who just didn't quite get home in the end. She looked a really good mare that day, the when she powered through that ground, as I said. She won well the time before at Tipperary. Being as she won a point-to-point, stamina obviously is very much her key ingredient. But the key today is obviously they've jocked off Ambrose and they've put Brian O'Connell on board. Obviously a stronger jockey will be able to get hold of this horse if she does have a tendency just to have a little bit of a lean on the bridle. The main dangers looks to be Goulin Davina and Snedham, but they are fairly exposed, well, particularly Snedham is anyway. I mean, she's had plenty of chances, 13 and counting. I do think Goulin Davina is not a bad horse and ran well at Listowel at the festival back in June, but that was the last time it's run, and to make a comeback in the middle of winter on heavy ground, having not run for 6 months, that could just be the sort of negative vibes we're looking for her. So, Denali with that run under its belt the other day, hopefully we'll make a winning hurdling debut this afternoon.
Denali then in the 2.55, and the final race at Punchestown this afternoon is the 3.25. We finish here with a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. Repeater heads the market at 4-1, supported from 5-1 this morning as well. 11-2 for Micros, College Boy 13-2, 9-1 for Pop Boru. Money for the Pounds, who's 14s into 10s, 10-1 for Dragon Khan, and 12s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like in the lucky last then, Andy?
I think this is quite an intriguing race, actually. It's probably one of my favourite betting races on the card. Obviously, 4 places on offer. And I quite like the chances of Pop Boru here. 9-1 standout with William Hill. I do think that price will be under threat, because I think at the very worst, she'll be in the frame here. It's certainly been the order of the day from John Walsh's charge in the last four runs, third, second. So, as I say, consistency, very much her key component. And she ties in quite nicely, actually, with the favourite here, because they both duplicated the same form line, i.e. both finish second to the very much improving Dennis Hogan train, Longhouse Island. And they've both been beaten by narrow margins. Popperu got done at short head at Thurles, and Repeater was just slightly worse off by getting beaten ahead at the same track at the meeting previously. The only problem with Repeater is that was its first solid bit of form since it's been running over hurdles. Now, whether we can duplicate that, I don't know, on a different track. Thurles could well be very much a specialist track, and the sharp nature of that venue clearly plays into his strengths. Whether this wide open galloping track might not necessarily suit him on this occasion. That's why I fancy Pop Baru, because he's already proven at Fairy House early on this season beyond Miss Flight in quite a decent race, third, Steel Wave won out of it, and he's run really well subsequently beyond Mikrath and the aforementioned Longhouse Island. So I'm pretty sure we're going to get a big run here from Pop Baru. Usually likes to race prominently, stays well, tries very hard, and as I said, we four place on offer. That 9-1 looks a standout each way bet.
Pop Baru then for Andy in the lucky last. As always, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary if you'll spin us through your selections for Puncher's Town one more time.
Yeah, not sure what I'm going to get my betting boots on here today, but there'll be plenty out there that are. So here's my selections for those that are willing to take a chance. In the 225, I'll go with People's Park each way, but obviously Blazer looks the one to beat. Doobie Doing, probably one of the strongest bets on the card if you're getting involved here in the 12-25. It's going really well last time out when almost getting brought to a standstill. In the 125, not sure myself anyway how the Hunter Chase form's going at the moment, but Need to Know certainly is fit enough to do itself justice there. I really fancy Jetstream Jack to turn over Thomas Hobson in the 155. In the 225, obviously all eyes will be on the Supreme Novices hurdle favourite Min, but Double Iron looks the each way alternative there for the each way maggots. In the 255, Denali looked a nice mare down in Cork on bumper debut. Hopefully she can jump hurdles in the same fashion and make a splash there. And in the final race, Pop Baru, each way at 9-1. Hopefully it'll give us a decent run there.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Puncher's Town this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.